You're listening to The B-Sides on 91.5 FM NYC Radio. Hey everyone, welcome to The B-Sides. I'm your host, Jenna X. I hope you're having a great Wednesday night. Tonight on The B-Sides, I have live in our Brooklyn studio a very talented band from Australia, now currently living in New York City, called The Morning After Girls. I'm really excited these guys are here. You're going to check out a very intimate live performance from these guys, along with an exclusive interview, so definitely stick around for that. And I have a very special guest co-host hanging here with me tonight. Not only a good friend of mine, but the very talented singer-guitarist Jason from The Vandals, one of my favorite New York City bands. Hey, Jason.
Hello there, Jenna.
Thank you for being here. It's been a while since we last hung out.
It's been a little while. Yes, it has.
And I think the last time that we actually hung out here in the studio was for the Halloween show of the B-Sides, which was one of my favorite shows that I've done so far of the B-Sides.
It was so awesome. We're definitely going to be releasing that soon, by the way. I know I haven't told you yet, but we're talking about it.
Very cool.
Yeah,
great performances. So and you guys are such great people. It's a pleasure having you.
Well, so are you. Pat each other on the back a little.
Yeah. So what have you guys been up to lately?
Oh, man, so much. It's hard to even put your finger on it, but that's when you know it's getting good. Mm-hmm. We are officially releasing our opus, Del Black Aloha, in the next couple months. It's actually at the print right now, and I'm sure by the time people are listening to this, it will be in our pretty little fingers.
Mm-hmm. Everyone can grab a copy.
And around midsummer, we'll be having a release show, which is yet to be announced, but it's going to be a free party somewhere in the Lower East Side, you know, our hometown.
We'll have to go to your website to keep up with all
exactly,
that.
Exactly, vandals.com.
Now, you guys are also recording another album. When can we expect that?
It's going to be coming out shortly after Del Black Aloha. We're recording at this awesome studio, Honeyland. Every time I say it, we get a free hour. Honeyland, 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 Honeyland. this other band, Soren Well, the lead or one of the leads in that band, he is the main production engineer there, and Christo's been friends with him for a while. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Derek is going to be recording our next album, and it's definitely an awesome step forward. It's going to be really mind-blowing.
I'm very excited for that.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's kick off the show with a live performance from The Morning After Girls in our Brooklyn studio. This is their song called Always Mine on the B-Sides, 91.5 FM NYC Radio.
It's better to write what you can't see. that's keeping me down, trying to find a day with a sound, trying to find a day with a sound.
After Girls live on the B-Sides with their song called Always Mine. And I'm your host, Jenna X, hanging out here with my co-host, Jason from the Vandells, and of course, the Morning After Girls. Hey guys, thank you so much for taking the time and coming in tonight, hanging out on the B-Sides. Pleasure having you.
Thanks, we're glad to be in.
Now, the band formed in 2003 in Australia, and then you guys relocated to New York City in 2008. Now tell me, what made you guys decide to move to New York together?
I would say every time that I've been here, I felt very comfortable, very easy to be whoever I wanted to be and whatever I wanted to be every second of the day. And everyone who I met here was wonderful. We always knew, for both of us, me and Sasha and myself personally, we were going to leave Australia at some point and reside elsewhere. And then it just came down to where that would be. As band musically, it's always felt very natural here as well.
Now, did you guys move? Were you the only two that moved together, or was there others in the band that moved?
Yeah, we were. We kind of parted ways with the other three Australians in the group. We've got three Americans with us now.
Three awesome Americans, if I might add.
Two of them were fans of the band before they joined, not in a creepy
way. That's true.
Not in a creepy way.
In the good fan way.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, Alex, you were a fan of the Morning After Girls before you joined, huh?
Yeah, EJ and I, the bass player, we were aware of the band, and, you know, we thought they were excellent. And the opportunity came up when they moved here. There was a mutual friend, Martin and I had, who just kind of recruited me. She knew I was into this kind of music, and she just said, oh, you should, you know, give Marty and Sasha your name or phone number and try to hook up. And we did, and it was pretty easy. I didn't really ever audition or anything, but I think it just kind of went together like cogs in a machine, maybe, if I could say something like that. Yeah, it was remarkably easy to fit in. We all had the same sense of humor and kind of musical touch points to go from, so not a lot of adjusting of my style of playing or anything to want to join up with them.
Who joined first once you guys moved here?
Me.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah. And then EJ?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Anthony, our drummer. Yeah. We tried a few drummers. And the refreshing thing about Anthony is, I mean, he didn't really grow up with the same record collections that we all did, you know, but it works, you know?
I think that was my favorite thing about him. He has such an eclectic taste in music that he had no pretentious anything. I mean, even, I don't know, it's easy for people in our community to have that without even trying, just because we have such specific taste in music, that's why we're all friends. Mm. But comes from a totally different place.
Well, this is the first band he's been in too. He comes from a very sort of session, musician kind of background, and even him himself is getting used to that brotherhood that we like to keep.
Tell you.
B-Sides on 91.5 FM NYC Radio. That was the Morning After Girls live in our Brooklyn studio with their song called Still Falling. And I'm your host, Jenna X, hanging out here with my co-host, Jason from the Vandals and the Morning After Girls. Now, guys, let's talk about the compilations that some of your songs were released on, television and video games, one being The Vampire Diaries and a very popular video game, Tony Hawk Ride. That's really cool that you had one of your songs released on one of those video games. How did that come about for you guys?
That was a management, right?
Yeah, good friends in Tokyo knew a couple of people, and they liked a couple of songs that they heard, so we figured it'd be good. I'm not really sure, to tell you the truth.
It's funny how you think it's really cool. If like 10, 15 years ago, that would be completely frowned upon. It would be
not my eyes. I
selling
think
your soul, you know.
I'd be interested in
that. I say times have changed, you know.
Well, it's the only way a band can earn anything.
It should
really
be okay for artists to ask for money now.
Yeah, it would be great to get paid to have your music somewhere. Plus, it's more exposure for you guys, and you know, so many people playing these games.
Well, we were talking earlier outside. We were having a cigarette with Andrea, you know, lovely engineer, and we were saying there's really no major rock station. I mean, notwithstanding what we're on right now, but
yeah, I know what you mean.
I think video games, television, and movies are kind of like the new radio.
Yeah, I agree.
A place where someone could be exposed to your music that might not have heard it for other reasons.
Sure.
That might not be seeking it out. So
that feels a lot more common here, though. England's still BBC radio stations, like. Now, even for indie bands, like, radio is pretty powerful over there still.
But there's also a lot more avenues for people to find music. That's why now it's become okay to use the avenues of TV and commercials and games and stuff like that, to me at least, to get yourself out there.
The revenue stream has been changed for musicians too. I mean, being that it's impossible to sell CDs anymore, for anybody almost. So it's wise to sort of diversify where your music is played, so that, you know, if you get into a movie or something, you can make money to survive that way. You know what I mean? If you get into a TV show, to, you know, license your music for other things, so you have to adjust and evolve to survive, I guess, right?
As if anybody cares. So then just as if we should be pleased. Never call it a friend, puts you back in its place, 'cause you know where it ends, right back in your lazy grace.
Morning After Girls live on the B-Sides with their song called Lazy Grave. And I'm your host, Jenna X, and I've been hanging out with the Morning After Girls and my co-host, Jason from the Vandells, for the past half hour. Now, guys, tell us, where can everyone go and purchase your new album called Alone?
iTunes,
it will be available in store later in the year, physically.
Is that going to be just in the States or worldwide?
It'll be worldwide.
That's great, yeah. Awesome. So for now, just iTunes.
Yes.
Good. And also, someone's calling to find out right now.
Exactly. Third caller.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for coming in and hanging out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was a good time.
Thanks for having us.
It's my pleasure. And thank you, Jason.
Of course.
All right, now for the latest information on the Morning After Girls, visit their website at themorningaftergirls.com. And for the latest information on the Vandells, you can visit their MySpace page at myspace.com/thevandells. Make sure you check out their brand new video for Lovely Weather. It's definitely worth watching. And the next B-side show is going to be on August 11th, featuring a really awesome band from San Francisco, California, called Veil Veil Vanish. So definitely tune in for that. I'm your host, Jenna X. Thanks for tuning in, and remember to keep supporting your underground musicians. I'll see you next time.
Are you falling for the inside your head. What do they expect when every pose you hold is thread? Taste this emptiness as you take in every breath. Of us will now be justified.